as exoplanets. The most peculiar exoplanets are pulsar planets. Unlike most that orbit a star like our Sun, these planets orbit a fast-spinning neutron star called a pulsar, which emits a pulsing radio emission, much like a lighthouse. In the 1990s, scientists actually discovered a trio of pulsar planets about 900 light years away, located in the constellation Virgo.
If I had my say, they'd probably go down as the weirdest planets in the universe. And these planets are all very close in to the pulsar. Now, that's no place for a planet to exist. Nobody expected to find planets around these things, because a pulsar, or a neutron star, is the remnants of a supernova explosion. The star has ripped itself apart in one of the most violent, chaotic explosions known in the universe. So what were planets doing there? This was a real surprise.
There are three of these planets, and two of them are about four times the mass of the Earth, and the third planet is about twice the mass of Earth's moon. So very small planets indeed. In fact, they orbit so close to their neutron star primary that they could actually fit within the orbit of Mercury. So they're very close in.
The enduring question is how these planets survived the supernova event at all. If the same thing happened to our Sun, the planets in the inner solar system would have been vaporized.
If those planets that we see were there at the time of the supernova and they survived it, they certainly would extinguish any life that might have been on those planets. There's no hope for that. Just the power and the energy and the radiation environment of the supernova would make it pretty lethal to anything.
If the three planets weren't orbiting the star at the time of the supernova explosion, then how did they get there?
Maybe these weird pulsar planets formed from the debris surrounding the supernova, the exploding star. Maybe there was a disk of material that was shot out, but it didn't quite escape, and it left a disk of debris from which planets then form. We don't really know how these weird pulsar planets form. They challenge all theories so far.
Pulsar planets shed startling new insight into the formation of solar systems throughout the universe.
If the pulsar planets formed after the supernova explosion, then they're important because they indicate that planet formation can happen in rather extreme, unexpected environments. Maybe you don't need something quite as orderly as the gas that formed our own planetary system. So that's really cool. But if the planets were there before the explosion and remained bound to the star, that's an interesting challenge to theory as well, because it shows that somehow planets can remain bound in some cases.
Pulsar planets are oddities, but the neutron or pulsar stars they orbit are also quite bizarre.
Neutron star material is incredibly dense. It has a very high mass per unit volume. In fact, it's as dense as an atomic nucleus. So if I had a shovel full of sand and this were actually neutron star material, it would weigh as much as Mount Whitney in the Sierra Nevada range in California. It would have as much mass as a mountain. And a bucket full of this neutron star material would weigh as much as Mount Everest, the biggest mountain on Earth. Now, I can lift a bucket of sand quite easily, but if this were actually neutron star material, there's no way I could lift Mount Everest. That shows how incredibly dense neutron star material really is.
There are two types of neutron stars. Pulsars that spin rapidly and emit beeping radio pulses, and magnetars that spin slower and emit energy from magnetism. Magnetars, which are much rarer than pulsars, have the strongest magnetic fields known in the universe.
There aren't any places on Earth where you can find magnetic fields as strong as you find them in a magnetar. But there's kind of a parallel with this Tesla coil. The Tesla coil is originally experimented with by Nikola Tesla, who was trying to figure out how to provide electricity without having to wire homes, but actually provide electricity through the air. The Tesla coil has a big voltage difference, about 500,000 volts between the ball in the middle and the cage that surrounds it. And that gap is a release of energy that, when the electrons fly through the air, releases a tremendous amount of energy that you see in those sparks. A magnetar is kind of the same thing. It's a release of energy that you see in gamma rays and X-rays.
Magnetars can release gigantic bursts of energy. Not in a periodic way, like a pulsar, but rather sort of at random. Something happens to the crust, like a starquake. And a bunch of magnetic fields come together and release a tremendous amount of energy, which gets turned into X-rays and gamma rays.
Magnetars and pulsars are both strange stars. But scientists have discovered something even more bizarre. A star that acts like a pulsar and a magnetar. NASA's Rossi X-ray Timing Explorer has observed this unusual star ejecting five colossal outbursts of energy in the form of flares, which are characteristic of magnetars. They occurred five times between May and July of 2005. Each flare lasted less than a second, but released energy equivalent to tens of thousands of suns.
There's been one case of a pulsar which went through several magnetar-like outbursts that require this much stronger magnetic field and some sort of a restructuring of the magnetic field that suddenly releases a lot more energy than a normal pulsar. So we have at least one case of a link or a missing link between pulsars and magnetars. A pulsar that later showed some magnetar phenomena.
The pulsar-magnetar combo star is fairly young, less than 900 years old. So astronomers think neutron stars may begin their lives as magnetars, then settle down and become pulsars.
It could be that many neutron stars that eventually become normal pulsars actually go through magnetar-like outbursts when they're very young, just a few hundred years old or a thousand years old. That could be the critical link. We're seeing this one when it's much younger than most pulsars that we see.
Some unusual stars exist in the cosmos. But there is equally odd small stuff in space. And recently, scientists have solved the mystery surrounding one of the most elusive things in the entire universe, a ghostly particle that passes through us every second of every day. The universe lays claim to infinite numbers of abnormal planets and stars. At the same time, there are equally strange, small things in space. Human beings and most of the universe are made up of normal matter, which primarily consists of four fundamental particles. One is a ghost-like particle called a neutrino.
Neutrinos would be my vote for some of the weirdest normal matter in the universe. At this very moment, every second, there are 50 trillion neutrinos actually coming from the sun that are passing through my body. And there are other neutrinos from other stars coming in different directions, right through the Earth. These things, by the trillions, are pouring into me every second, but we're completely unaware of them. They don't really interact with us at all.
There's a funny little particle called a neutrino. Italian for little neutral one. It has very little mass, very small amount of matter, almost nothing. But it has energy, and it zips through space at close to the speed of light. These things are so non-interactive that if you imagine a light year thickness of lead and you shined a beam of neutrinos toward it, half of those neutrinos would make it through that light year thickness of lead completely unscathed.
Neutrinos are most commonly formed by nuclear reactions inside stars, including our sun. About 60 billion solar neutrinos pass through our thumbnails every second. But there are other sources that create neutrinos.
They are produced by nuclear reactors. There's some being produced by the radioactive decay of elements in the rock around us all the time. And there are others that are actually produced when cosmic rays slam into our atmosphere. And they hit the atmosphere literally with the force of a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Vast numbers of neutrinos were released into the universe immediately after the Big Bang, along with other particles and light. Humans are the descendants of this primordial soup. Neutrinos are unusual small objects, but there are equally out of the ordinary big things. Asteroids are the rocky leftovers from the formation of the solar system. These space rocks primarily orbit within the asteroid belt between Jupiter and Mars. Among the billions that inhabit the asteroid belt, there's one asteroid that's truly eccentric.
One of the strangest asteroids is one called Tutatis. And I guess it catches our attention a lot because it's odd. It's not perfectly round. It's kind of misshapen. It sort of looks like a bowling pin, elongated, like a bulge down here and then a narrow neck and then another bulge. Some have even said it's maybe two separate objects loosely connected.
It's got a strange rotational period where it's sort of tumbling, kind of like a badly thrown football. It's not spinning along any of its primary axes. It's actually sort of spinning along all three, tumbling through space.
Tutatis also has a highly elliptical orbit, which carries it from the asteroid belt to inside the Earth's orbit.
It's an Earth-crossing asteroid, and that puts it in the danger zone as something that could potentially strike us.
In September of 2004, Tutatis got too close for comfort. The asteroid came within a million miles, or about four times the distance to our moon.
And that's really close for an asteroid, especially for one that big. And if it were to crash into Earth, it would not slow down one bit by our atmosphere. It would really smack us and be very devastating to Earth. The next near passage isn't until about the 26th century, so hundreds of years away. So we're in good shape with Tutatis, but we have to keep an eye on it.
Tutatis is an irregular asteroid, but there are much bigger and stranger cosmic bodies that roam the universe. A moon, also known as a satellite, is a celestial body that orbits a planet or a smaller object, such as a dwarf planet or asteroid. About 240 moons exist in our solar system alone. And yet, Earth's moon is the only satellite in the solar system that perfectly eclipses the sun. But one of the most curious moons belongs to a gas giant planet in our outer solar system.
Miranda, one of Uranus's moons, is really a weird moon. It's very small. It's only about 290 miles across, so it would tuck neatly in the sort of New York to Washington corridor. But it is...